According to the city of Alderson, at least twice a scam artist called flood victims in their town. The caller said they were with FEMA and ready to make a large settlement if they would just give up personal information to complete the claim.
FEMA never asked for any kind of sensitive personal information, such as bank account numbers, Social Security numbers, or anything else, by telephone.
FEMA spokesperson Greg Hughes says his agency has seen this before.
We caution people to be very careful when talking to somebody who's asking for this sort of thing.
FEMA does contact disaster survivors by phone to make appointments to inspect damaged property or possibly to follow up with an applicant to ensure they receive every dollar for which they're eligible. But federal and state workers do not solicit or accept money. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.